My view is that museums should take a leaf out of the book of religions, and they should make sure that when you walk into a museum, and if I was a museum curator, I would make a room for love, a room for generosity, a room, you know, all works of art are talking to us about things. And if we were able to arrange spaces where we could come across works, where we would be told, use these works of art to cement these ideas in your mind, we would get a lot more out of art. Art would pick up the duty that it used to have and that we've neglected because of certain misfounded ideas. Art should be one of the tools by which we improve our society. Art should be didactic. Let's think of something else. The people in the modern world, in the secular world, who are interested in matters of the spirit, in matters of the mind, in higher soul-like concerns, tend to be isolated individuals. They're poets, they're philosophers, they're photographers, they're filmmakers, and they tend to be on their own. They are cottage industries. They are vulnerable single people. And they get depressed and they get sad on their own. And they don't really change much. Now, think about religions. Think about organized religions. What do organized religions do? They group together. They form institutions. And that has all sorts of advantages. First of all, scale, might. The Catholic Church pulled in $97 billion last year, according to the Wall Street Journal. These are massive machines. They're collaborative, they're branded, they're multinational, and they're highly disciplined. These are all very good qualities.